Hi, everyone. This is Mark Lane. And it's time for our regular scheduled program, What's Happening? And, you know, one of the nicest features we have on our La Tosta Cafe program is reminiscing about things of long ago and businesses of long ago. And probably about a year ago, we had one of our contributing programming people, Mr. Larry Oye, who hosts the Southwest Outdoors show every week. He and I were sitting down in our office, in my office the other, I guess almost a year ago, just talking about old businesses and things of long ago in the Mamou area where I was raised and where Larry was raised. And I said, that would make a great topic for a show. And today's the day that I finally was able to convince Larry to sit down at the microphone with us just to talk about things of long ago and businesses that people in the Mamou area might have forgotten about. And good morning, or rather good afternoon, Larry. I'd like to welcome you back at the KVPI microphone.
Thank you very much, Martel. I'm very anxious to hopefully get things a little straight, but I'm not sure.
There's not too many people that call me Martel.
Okay. We'll go back to Mark.
No, I'm just saying, when people call me Martel, it's usually someone from the Mamou area that remembers me from long, long ago.
Well, I remember you from long, long ago when you had diapers on walking across your father's store.
Now we're going way too far back.
That's correct. Okay.
Larry, I think what I'd like to know is, before we talk about your memories of Mamou of long ago, let's talk about probably one of the biggest incidents that ever occurred that might jog the memories of some people, the big downtown fire of Mamou. When did that happen?
Well, I'm not – unfortunately, I can't tell you the exact date, but I tell you it's in the mid-40s sometime, between 43, I think, and 45, and maybe 46 even. But I'm not, in that period of time someplace.
And how destructive or how big of a fire was that?
Well, it's the biggest thing I have ever seen, and I was just a kid then, and I don't remember my exact age, but I think somewhere around 7, 8 years old. So that can go back, and today I'm 72, so it's a big difference. The night of the fire, my father was a fireman, and he went to town. We had no phones, and people had to run by and yell at him to fire, and they'd just go through there. An old fire truck. And, of course, they had some phones in town, and they called Eunice and Ville Platte and I think even Opelousas, many places around, who came to the score. But my mother and I walked up to the old Catholic church on the corner of 6th Street that I think Mulberry. I don't know the street names in Mamou much because they didn't have street names in that time. But anyway, when we watched the fire, the priest was there, and all the neighborhood was there at that big parking lot, and we watched the fire.
Could you see the fire from your house?
Oh yeah.
Where were you raised?
I was raised one block behind the present Catholic.
Where St. Anne's is now.
Where St. Anne's is now. I was raised on 8th Street, 808 8th Street, which is just off the corner of Hickory, I think Hickory and 6th Street.
Gotcha.
That's why. But from there, you could see the flames over everything. Busted. You could hear popping of the fire also. Mm. And so when they called my father, he went on with all the other volunteer firemen, and we walked up to the church, my mother and I. And it happened probably mid evening, somewhere around 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock maybe. It was dark, I remember. And I think it's about this time of the year, but I'm not entirely sure on those hours or dates or something.
Was it just in the downtown area? Was it a one block area, or did it spread out more than one block?
One block exactly. They started on the corner of Main and Sixth, which was down the Kazan Hotel, redone, all the way up to Chestnut. Everything was burnt down. Now, I'll try to give you a little example of what was on that line there at the time. On the west side, which was the west side of 6th Street, you had the old bank where the Kazan Hotel is. You had they had rooms and lounge.
So before Kazan Hotel, there was a bank there.
There was a bank there. Yes, not very active. I think it was only open so many days a week, if I remember. If my recollection is correct. But
Kazan Hotel came later.
Oh yes, it came after
fire.
When Kazan ran for sheriff, I think it's when it was by that time, he promised that he'd bring new business to Mamou, and that's one of the new businesses he brought, a new Kazan Hotel with rooms and such. and of course has been since renovated. Now, coming down the street from going north on 6th Street, you had the Travelers Cafe, you had John's Bar, you had Manuel's Bar. You had Tio Malonso's.
Now you said John's Bar. Was that John Vidrine, maybe?
John Vidrine. But it's not the same bar that everybody is aware of today.
Because I know there was a John Vidrine that had a big dance hall.
Yes, that's right. But this time didn't have it. In fact, I think the fire was believed to have started, electrical fire, from his bar.
Okay.
Just adjacent to this, the present Manuel's Bar, which is still the Manuel's Bar. Then the building next to it, which is, I don't know what it is today, it's been so many things, but it was Theo Malonson's pharmacy. And then they had a little alley going through.
And that was a Rexall pharmacy, wasn't it?
That's correct.
I remember that.
Yeah. And then you go west, which is between the pharmacy and Classy Duplichet merchandise store. And there was a little alley back there, and you went back there, and on the right, on the left, there was nothing, just the back of the pharmacy. And on the right, you had Joe Saunier's hardware store, and then you went a little bit further, you had the post office, the original post office that, far back as I can remember, was there.
So Joe Saunier's hardware and the original post office was right there on 6th
That's
Street.
Correct, that's correct. I'll just stop there for a minute. After the fire, of course, Joe Saunier and the post office both moved a little further north on the thing, just closer to St. Anne's, on the east side of the thing. And along with that, those buildings there, was Evangeline, of the pressing shop and such. So we come back to the alley and the original Joe Saunier and post office. Next to that was the Classy Duplichet store. Next to that, I think it was a break in the building, if I remember right. And you had a bar. You had, I think, Yo Frugier had a bar there. And the next building was also a bar. And that went up to the corner, and that was the Frog Reed. I don't remember his name, but everybody knows him, knew him as Frog Reed. And
what kind of business was that?
A bar, another bar. We weren't short of bars in Mamou. And if you were to go across the street,
But before we go any further, it seems like I remember, and I guess maybe it came after the fire, but I remember when I was a kid, there was a very well-known dentist, Dr. Malonso.
Malonso, that's right. But he was not in that alley.
He was right next to the pharmacy, wasn't he?
Not when he originally, his original practice was south of the corner of 6th and Main.
Uh-huh.
When you across the street from what is now Kazan Bar was Simon Tate's merchandise store. And behind was an alley, and behind that was a yellow octagon-shaped building, which was Doc Yak's dentist.
Facing Main Street.
Facing 6th Street.
Facing 6th?
6th Street. And next to him, just past him, was Charlie Boutte.
That was the fruit stand.
The fruit stand, that's correct.
Yeah, I remember
that. And then across from that was Lafleur service station. And then Ray and Eileen Brioch had a beauty shop there. And then you came on closer and you had the UL Manual. And this is all on the east side of the street, on the east side of 6th Street. You had on the corner. You had now I think you have a bar or something at that corner, a lounge or something.
Yeah.
But you had Lafleur SO station. Then you had Ray and Eileen Brioch's beauty shop. Then you had UL Young and had a hardware store there.
I remember that.
He and his brother Burnell. And when you get to that corner, it was a Conoco station on the corner. Before you cross Main Street to where the old bank was.
Who ran the Conoco station? Do you remember that?
I know Jaime McCauley did it one time. He owned it at one time. I don't remember. I think he's the one. I can go back. My memory serves me that right. That he was the owner at the time. At the time of the fire. But the fire was not involved on that side at all.
Yeah. Now, going back to 6th Street and on that side of the fire, you said the whole block was really destroyed by fire.
The west side, the whole block.
West side.
That's right. The whole west side of the block. And
Where Paul Tate's office building...
That was all. That was part
what
of...
Was there a bar then back then?
Well, that was part of Frog Reed's bar.
Frog Reed.
Yeah. And it was all wood, of course. and the they had some places on that in that area, they had not yet made the cement sidewalks. You still had the hitching rails on the street there, which was not being used a lot because there were very few cars in town. But when they rebuilt it, I come back and tell you the Kazan Hotel was built. There was at the end, it was all the Kazan Hotel, that whole area with the restaurant next to it, on the west side of the
hotel. Lounge.
Yeah. You come across and you had Travis Cafe, which was the old John's Bar. Then you have Manuel's Bar. Then you had the pharmacy again, rebuilt. The alley in the back. Then you had Doc Yak and the library in the back of that thing. But nothing on the...
So the first Mamou Library was right there?
That's correct.
On 6th
right,
Street.
Right, just past Doc Yak's on 6th Street, behind the pharmacy, in that little corridor they have back there. And the last building, office on the left, was the original library in Mamou.
Who was the original librarian, Larry? Do you remember?
I think Mrs. Rougeau. I'm sure it was Mrs. Rougeau. Jerry Rougeau's mother.
Okay.
Was the first librarian there. And of course, the library. The card filing was not too big. You went on. Yeah. Of course, what they had, the main library was in Ville Platte, so they could order stuff from there. You know.
Yeah.
And they could, within a week, you could have it there by horse and buggy. So not really by horse and buggy, but we used to say that because then after that, Classy Duplechat rebuilt there. But then there was a big opening between Classy Duplechat and the Paul Tate Building. I'm gonna call it.
Yeah.
Okay. Right there, the first business that was there was a pressing shop, Dan Manuel's pressing shop, and Lahey, which was owned by Dan Lahey also, and it was an insurance agent type thing. He had.
So there's a pressing plant. There is a pressing shop as well as an insurance agency.
That's correct. That's correct.
And that was Mr. Dan Lahey, who was a well-known Mamou educator.
Businessman, insurance—I mean, different things. But he was principal before his death. He was principal of Mamou. Then next to it, you had a bar, Frog Reed, rebuilt a bar, had a bar there, he opened it, and in the corner was of course Paul Tate,
who had that. Let's go across the street now,
okay.
Larry.
From there, I go across the street was Fred's Bar.
You know that empty lot that. Next to Fred's right now, Larry. Was there ever a building or a business there on that empty lot?
Well, part of the thing, which is the land belongs to the late Dr. Frank Sawatt Sr.
Mm-hmm.
And Fred had part of his bar would go up to that. It wouldn't go to the corner, but it was on that part of that lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was a big building, wood frame building with a partition in the middle, and you just go right across, and the youngsters would sneak in and... Nickel beer, draft, and then you had the bar, and in the back of the bar, on the east side of the building, you always had a gambling thing, one or two gambling tables back there. And one thing I'm proud to say that about Fred's, he was always very good to everybody, nice to everybody, and he always had entertainment. It was done to catch Alton Langino and Cyprian Langino, two brothers, playing that accordion, I think. And you can still see them with a half cigar in their mouth playing accordions at the end of the bar. Any time of the week, any time that they had time, they actually go there and visit with people.
Larry, we're going to take a little break. It's time to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back with more reminiscing with Larry Ollier after this important message from one of our sponsors. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. If you've just joined us, we're continuing our conversation with Larry Ollier, your host to Southwest Outdoors. Larry is reminiscing about businesses of long ago in the Mamou area, and we've been discussing the tragic Mamou downtown fire that occurred back in the 1940s and some of the businesses that were there before the fire and some of the businesses that were rebuilt after the fire. That was on the west side of 6th Street. Now we're moving over on the east side, and we're beginning downtown on 6th Street with Fred's Lounge, Fred's Bar.
Let me come back before we get back too far on the east side. On the west side, after the pharmacy and Classy Duplicant store, there was a barber shop owned by, let me see if I get Chester Markentel, Oliver Gilry.
Seemed like I remember Mr. Oliver.
And who else?
So there was a barber
shop? There was a barber shop on that side. And there was also, coming back to Fred's now, right across was another barber shop. Emar Gilry, or Privsky was on the other side also. Emar Gilry, A.V. Fusier had a barber shop right next to
Well, it's still there.
Yeah, it's still there. It is still
same
in the
original
same building.
Barber shop.
That's right, exactly. Still there. And the original tools, too, probably. Then next to the barbershop on the south side of the barbershop, you had a pool hall owned and ran by a man. His real name, all we knew, is Kalush. Kalush's pool hall. I think he was a Fontenot, but I'm not sure. Maybe Gilry, one or the other. And then next to that was one of the main entertainers of Mamou, was the Pearsall Dance Hall and Bar and Dance Hall. The front was a bar, and you had a pretty good, you had a seating place, and then you had the bar, and then in the back, or between the two places, there was an alley. And supposedly, all the mothers bring their daughters there. They'd go into the alley, and they'd bring their daughters in. Of course, along the dance hall, you had the place where they all sat down. The mothers watched the daughters, and don't get leave that place. And then in the front, the men came through. They came through both sides, but mostly through the bar, and they'd get tickets tagged onto their shirt to go into the dance. And that's how it, in fact, I remember seeing Jimmy Newman there and Chuck Gilry. Of course, Chuck Gilry was the entertainer almost of our area. And anyway, and then next to that, there was a store. Now, I don't remember what the exact store was, but there was a little merchandise store of some sort that was there between Pearsall's and Perro Manuel. That's where the second old bank or the third old bank in Mamou was, at the corner of Main and 6th Street, where now is Bill's Barbershop.
So it was called Perro Manuel.
Perro
Manuel's
Bar. Manuel Bar.
Manuel Bar.
Yeah, Manuel Bar, yeah. And, of course, this is Tojo Ward's, Dr. Tojo Ward's grandfather.
Okay.
And it was a big, big...
was it a dance hall or just a bar?
No, not a dance hall, just a bar. And, of course, all these bars now in the back all had a special place for gambling. And that was what was there then. And, of course, you go across the street again, across Main Street, and you're at the Jitney Jungle and all that. The Jitney Jungle was not there. But next to the Jitney Jungle was a merchant by the name of Lindsay Markentel, a general merchant.
I remember him.
And he was there until, late 50s maybe, or something, when he finally retired.
So Mr. Lindsay Markentel's store was where the Jitney Jungle was?
That's correct, exactly, yeah. And now let's go west, back west on Main Street. You talked about John Vedrine's Dance Hall. You had the Kazan Hotel at the corner of 6th and Main.
Right.
Then you had...
going which direction now?
Going west.
Okay.
Then you had the cafe right behind the Kazan's bar. Then you had another alley. And then next to the other alley, you had a bar and dance hall. And Maurice Barzal played there probably, and Mamou Playboys played there more than anybody else. And it's a big, big dance hall. And that's where the old people went. But the old people danced their souls away. I tell you what.
What was the name of that hall?
John Vedrine Dance Hall. That's all.
It was on the north side of Main?
It was on the north side of Main, close to the present police station. There's an OPAC there now. That's what was there now. But it became, when his bar burnt down, either they owned that property, the family somewhere. The Landrinos owned that, and that's part of the Landrino family. And he bought that, and he had the bar and a long, long, one of the biggest dance halls that was around. And then next to that, I really don't remember on the corner what was there. I can see it, but I can't, my memory is not that good, I guess. But across the street from that, you had an old international harvester dealer that was there and a shop. And, of course, just on the west side of that, across the street, you had the American, the present American Legion.
Of course, Mr. Simon Tate's dry goods store, his shoe store, his clothing and everything was right there at the corner of Main and 6th.
At 6th Street, that's correct. On the south side.
Going south.
South side, that's correct, yeah.
I remember that.
And then from the international place, you had a boarding house. You had Mrs. Lahey, I forget what it was, boarding house. Elma Lahey's, the late Elma Lahey's mother had a boarding house there. And every year you had a photographer come there and spend some time there and take family pictures.
Did you say a boarding house is like a hotel?
Yeah, it was like a hotel. A white building with rooms in that. And then they had a dining room. And of course, the old lady owned, lived in the building in the back of it. And then next to that, coming east towards 6th Street, you had Frise. I forget what Frise's last name was. But anyway, he moved to Lake Charles later on and became a Linda Ardoin who bought that out. And some other buyers besides that. Then you had, again, the second bank was right across the street from that on the west end of Simon Tate's merchandise store. In fact, we had a great caper right there one day. A guy was drinking at Kazan's bar. Ran out of money, he told him, put it on the tab. He wouldn't put it on the tab. He walked right across, said, I've got a gun, filled his bag with money, went back and sat on the bar. And I won't name the man, but still, he was intoxicated, and that's just what I'm saying. But that was a great caper, and Mamou, robbery of a bank. And, of course, as I said, that attached to that was the Simon Tate.
So Mamou had their share of bars.
Oh, yeah. The saying was at one time, almost every other building downtown was a bar. And, go ahead.
Let's go north on 6th Street from Fred's going north. Of course, there's the old Joy Theater that I well remember.
Okay. The old Joy Theater was there, and they had between on the corner, and it was run by, let me see if I can give all the names and give the credits. Hickman had it.
Now, he ran it?
No. First of all, he ran it for somebody. Then he left. And Ms. Evangeline ran the place. Okay. And then Hickman came back. And he got the place. He owned it.
So he bought it back from Ms. Evangeline after coming back, huh?
Somewhere there. But this is a family. Anyway, Ms. Evangeline and his wife were sisters.
Okay. So it was in the family.
It was in the family. And then you had an empty space where it's now Cecil Young's furniture store. And when if ever you had a circus or something come to town or something like that, that's where they sat up right there, big tents, and it had a one-night, two-night shows.
Right next to Cecil Young's?
Where Cecil Young's is now. That was an empty lot.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's where the circus would come every year
correct.
And put up their tent?
That's correct, yeah.
Wow.
And then next to that was Elias Fugier Hardware Store.
I remember that.
And he was there for years. And then C.D. Guillory opened on the corner. Now, before him, I don't recall exactly what was there. But before him, on that corner, was he had a meat market there. And later on, it had a restaurant there and so on.
What was his name?
C.D. Guillory.
C.D. Guillory.
Yeah.
He had a meat market.
Yes. He had daughters, Betty, she was Digital, and she's still living, in fact. Marcantel, Lou Marcantel was another daughter. Burke Guillory, who died last year, I think, he was also his own son and so on. But he owned that, and then he sold that. Someone else opened a restaurant there years later. In fact, probably during your time, there was a restaurant there, I believe.
I don't remember.
Now, presently, it's Dow's surplus stores there now. Okay, then you go across the street from there was the old Richard Barus store. The building is still there. It's probably one of the... Not the oldest, but one of the oldest buildings.
That's the Ace Hardware. I mean, True Value right
True,
now.
That's correct. True Value Hardware by Ray Mott. And then you go on, going back down south.
The area where the car wash is now in Mamou.
It was pretty well empty.
It was empty? It was just an empty lot?
Yeah. And, of course, the old Sester Young
garage
is probably the oldest. In fact, I won't, no doubt in my mind, it's the oldest downtown building there is in Mamou right now.
Really?
Yeah. And it's been there, I wasn't raised there, but we lived for a short while behind Richard Barus in the next corner.
Mm-hmm.
And south there, Richard Barus was the only thing. Was Richard Barus and there was Sester Young's.
Mm-hmm. That was it. Huh?
That was it. Let's go back across.
Okay.
On the north side, as I said, we right across from what the old City Gallery. You cross, it's not Chestnut, Mulberry, I think. We cross that street. Where presently it was Home Discount and so on. Now,
yeah, I remember
that was an old rice mill right there. An old rice mill that owned by Adam Gilry many years ago. And past that, there was a Sinclair station.
Really?
Yeah. And behind now, in the background, there was an old man, I forget his name, but he had one of the only few cars around. He had a little rumble seat Ford, I think, or Chevrolet, one or the other. And then my father had a blacksmith shop back there. And then if you want to go, we're finished with the on the west side. Okay, so you're going down, and you had a pressing shop, Marcantel's pressing shop. And Crip Marcantel, I don't know his first name, but Crip, Linton, Jerry, and Clarence, I think. Clarence was a cousin, I think. But anyway, the brothers, and they owned that thing, and they kept it. The last one they had was Clarence. And then you went, and you had M.D. Manuel, Morris Manuel, had a furniture store.
I remember that.
Okay.
And his wife, Miss Batil, had a clothing store.
We come to that. She had a store a little further down.
Yeah.
You come to Batil. You come to M.D. Manuel Furniture Store. Then you had Joe Sonier rebuilt there. That's where he opened his new store. And then between...
The post office was there somewhere.
Hold it. But between Joe Sonier and the post office... That was another little straight to
Evangeline store?
No, you had Evangeline store just past it. Okay, just past Evangeline store, you had a little shotgun area, which went, it wasn't wide. You once had a soda fountain in there.
Really?
Yeah. Hickman, in fact, Hickman wanted all the business, so before he opened his restaurant close to the theater, he opened that soda fountain over there. And that went so well that he come back next to Joy Theater and he built a restaurant. I don't know the name of what it was, but anyway, they built a restaurant there. And then next to the soda fountain, you had the post office. Just past the post office, you had Miss Batil's dress shop.
Okay.
Besides that, all the rest was empty.
You know, one store that we're running out of time, and this is fascinating to remember some of these old businesses, but one business that comes to mind when I was a little boy was Mr. Tav Dare's store. Where was that at, Larry?
Well, that's right across from Miss Batil on the corner. I don't know the street, but on 6th Street.
It's where the canal is now, the canal station is? Or is it across the street?
Just past the canal station.
Where the city hall is?
Where city hall is, that's right.
That's where Mr. Tav Dare's?
Yeah, but he came late. Before he owned the store, he worked for Charlie Lahey. Charlie Lahey had a store, big merchant, same store, same building, owned that building right there. And then I guess he either died or he retired. Then Moy Fontenot bought that store, and he ran because he was assistant, first assistant when he was Mr. Lahey was in there. And then when he got out, for some reason he opened a store on. On 5th Street.
I remember that store.
Okay.
I went to there. I went to that store many times.
And then Mr. Tav Dare took that store, and he had it till the last ownership, I think it was. Right.
And back then, there was little stores everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
All
every
over
corner. Your father's store was, three blocks or four blocks off of west of 6th Street.
Yeah.
On the north side of Chestnut.
Second and Chestnut.
Second and Chestnut. Yeah. I remember all those little things. I could go into all kinds of little details.
We'll have to do this again and do a part two, Larry, and talk about some of these other great businesses. But it sure brings back a lot of memories. And I certainly remember going, what was the name of that fruit stand again?
Charlie Boutte.
Mr. Boutte. And I'd see these stalks of bananas hanging and these coconuts. And
he had big 18-wheelers of watermelons that he'd bring.
Yes, yes. Before we wrap up our show, I want to thank you, Larry, and let's try to get together maybe another month or two and do a part two on this. How does that sound?
That sounds good. I hope I've been informative. My recollection wasn't all bad, but I know that as far as downtown, there's a few empty spots there. In fact, let's go back to the Joy Theater. There's later on there's a restaurant, a shoe shop right next to it also. So there's a lot of things that, as you talk, comes back.
Comes right back to you. Well, again, our special thanks on what's happening with Larry Ollier today, our special guest. And this has been a service of KVPI. Thanks again, Larry.
Thank you. Thank you, Martin.